Well, what would you call Aussie music icon John Williamson? Would you call him the Mallee Boy or True Blue or Fair Dinkum or maybe all of the above? You can say he's on his way to Ballarat, perhaps one final time this month, and he joins me on Ballarat today this morning. John, good morning to you.
How are you, Brett?
Very well, sir. A great pleasure to have you on the show. 77 years young this year, and you've decided this touring thing, I might have had enough of it?
Don't add a year onto me yet. It's not till November.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Yeah, no, look, I've been doing the odd show recently, and I'm still probably enjoying it more than ever. So it's not being on stage that's wearing me out. It's all the touring and never being home, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess you would have seen so many airport lounges, so many highways over, what, 5 decades in the biz?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is I can't grow vegetables, I can't have chook yards, I can't have a dog. I've been on the road quite a long time, mate, and it's, as I say, it's not the road tripping that I enjoy anymore, but I certainly enjoy being on stage and playing with some wonderful musicians.
John, do you ever have those pinch yourself moments when you look back at your career? You've sold over 5 million albums, you're an ARIA Hall of Famer, you've achieved some pretty amazing stuff on the Australian music scene.
You know, you get a lot of awards and so on, and I suppose that record sales are one of the best awards because that's the people going out there and putting their hands in their pockets and buying my songs. That's more important to me than awards, I think, you know, and the fact that they turn up and have a good time at the shows, that's what keeps you going, you know.
We describe your tunes, John Williamson, as unofficial Aussie anthems. Have you got one that really stands out to you?
If the government put out a questionnaire for another anthem or something, you know, the one I'd put in is called Island of Oceans. I hardly ever sing it, but it's probably my only attempt at a proper attempt at a national anthem. True Blue, people often say it could be an anthem, but it's used for funerals and all sorts of things, you know. It has a special place, but not necessarily our national anthem.
And then, of course, John, there's that first hit of yours, What a Ripper, Old Man Emu. Was that 1970, is that right?
Yeah, I wrote it actually in 1969, but I recorded it in Melbourne in 1970, yeah.
What were you doing before music came along?
I think most people know I was a Mallee boy,
yeah,
wheat farmer. But I'd actually moved out of the Mallee by then. We'd moved the wheat country northwest New South Wales, but I'll always be proud to be a Mallee boy.
Good on you. Well, I'm sure the folks of the Mallee just up the road from Ballarat would be absolutely happy to hear that. John, boy, oh boy, haven't things changed in the music industry since you've been around, from, singles on vinyl to streaming these days and Spotify and all that sort of stuff?
The product has certainly changed, and
I
think not for the good, really, not for the industry anyway. You know, like, if it gets to that stage where, you know, you don't make anything out of it, you can't blame the young ones coming on now for not recording, really. You know, it's going to kind of make it very hard to make money out of recording, and what it'll be thought of in the finish is it a promotes your concerts, which it does for me, you know.
Do you have trouble with the Spotify-type type format we're looking at these days, and does it give you a little bit of hope that vinyl in a way is making a comeback?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a catch-22. Spotify probably means more people are listening to me, and they're good for concerts, I suppose. You know, and you can't do much about all the way it's progressed. Yeah, the vinyls, maybe, I can't imagine it coming back in a big way, though, you know. I actually believe that CDs will come back because, look, you get a product, you know, you get something in the whole grab hold of it, and you get a little book with it, you know, with the lyrics and stuff. I can't understand why the industry's let that happen, really.
Yeah, I like it when you actually own something like a CD or a record and you've got the notes on the cover, etc. It seems far more tangible, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they don't take up a lot of room. You can have a huge library of music. And for me, as an old bloke, I find it easy to stick a CD. I mean, you get the whole album and you get exactly what you want, you know. You don't have to muck around with your phone to get it, you know.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, John Williamson, right on your side there, absolutely. Hey, John, tell us about the Winding Back Tour. What can we expect in Ballarat at the Civic Hall next month?
Every tour I do, I'm trying to do I've got a couple of brand new ones, you know, written during COVID. But, you know, over the years I get to know what entertains the audience best. and I don't have any support artists, so it gives me a chance to do, you know, about 2 hours, 20 minutes all up. So I've got I can put in a lot of songs. So what they can expect is that they'll go away feeling very happy, I think.
Yeah, I think we can absolutely guarantee that. I note, John, you're playing Ballarat Civic Hall. Have you performed there before, do you know?
I'm not sure which. I think there's one place I've always performed there, and I'm not sure which one it is.
Yeah, might have been Her Majesty's, perhaps, last time you were here.
So Civic Hall's the new one, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of everything old is new again.
It might have been the first time for me, but with COVID, keep moving it.
Yeah, it probably is, but you should be impressed by the Civic Hall. We've spent a bomb on it, and it's come up really well, John, so it should be great for your gig. Now, your PR people tell me this is your last major year of touring, but you're not mentioning the R word, retirement, just yet.
No. Well, that's why winding back just means I'm going to be a little bit more picky about it. It doesn't necessarily mean... I mean, the Civic's a good... It's a bigger venue, so probably I'll pick and choose a bit and maybe do the bigger ones and the festivals and so on. But I just... I'm just tired of the sort of the long-distance tours, you know.
Well, we're excited to have live music back in Ballarat, John Williamson, and we're certainly excited to have an Aussie music icon such as yourself coming to the Ballarat Civic Hall. Pop it in the diary, folks. Thursday, 17 February at 8 p.m. Tickets via hermaj.com. John Williamson, thanks so much for your time on Ballarat Today.
I've enjoyed talking to you, Brett. Thank you.
Hey, true blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker and you'll be back later on. Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue, give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it Stan and boy you mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Hey, true blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue, now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Is it me and you? visit Mom and Dad. Visit a cockatoo. Will it stand by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just fed your mind? True.
Sound like that, who else could it be? Aussie icon, John Williamson, a guest of mine this morning. True Blue, one for the diary, Thursday, February 17, 8 p.m, Ballarat Civic Hall. Tickets are on sale now at hermadge.com. And whatever you do, like I did, don't mention he's 77. Not just yet, still definitely 76 is the ever young John Williamson.